You're the sum of all your experiences. They've shaped who you are today. We provide home care with your individuality at the centre. At DaVita, we empower you to live your life your way. DaVita. Your life, your way.
Racing Pulse is brought to you by Bet365. At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary with Bet365.
Chances are you're about to lose.
Let's have a chat to Tom Dabernick, whose stable is going unbelievably well. None better than Cleo Cat.
And it's Cleo Cat, a length and a half. Bridal Waltz is going between runners. It's starting to run on, then Unconquerable, but Cleo Cat's got an advantage now. 200 metres to go, a length and a half. Bridal Waltz, Flyers running on, but it's Cleo Cat with 100 to go. She's 2 lengths in front, Flyers running on, but Cleo Cat's going to be too good for Flyer and Bridal Waltz.
Some horses are just winners, and everyone would love to have one like Cleo Cat. She made it 7 from 8 on Saturday, and she's now got Black Type as well, winning the Group 3 Proud Miss. Tom Dabernick's placed her to perfection. Tom, well done on the weekend.
Thank you, Michael. No, it was certainly a big thrill for everybody involved, and we've seen her sort of come through the grades and looking impressive in her wins in the restricted grades, and then now at group level against her own sex, she found the front. There was two late scratchings, which probably took a little bit of the speed out. But she always looked like she had the race in her control and went on and won. So it was great when everything falls into place like that.
There's no doubt she's getting better every time she goes to the track. That was just super dominant on the weekend. So while she's still on this upward spiral, where do you head next?
There's the Bel Esprit, which is a listed 1100 at Caulfield at the end of the month, the 31st. That's probably the short-term target. There's, you know, always a thought at this time of year of Brisbane, but I'd probably be more inclined to sort of keep her here in a routine and then maybe target a couple of those sprints that they have in late July and have her as a fit sort of horse in the early spring. It would be the thought, yeah.
She's got a lot of natural speed, but do you think she could get out further than 1,200?
Potentially she could. At the moment, while she's sprinting so well, I haven't really thought about stretching her out. I think for now, like 1,400, I'd be very comfortable with. And then beyond that, I'm not really sure. But, yeah, I think as a sprinter miler, she could be pretty competitive.
How much did she cost? Where did you get her from?
We bought it from the Scone yearling sales, and she cost $50,000. So she was a good pickup.
Nice buy.
In hindsight. And on the dam side, the mother's by Fastnet Rock, but she's a three-quarter sister to Catchy. And I knew the family, and that's what sort of caught my eye, having her up in that sale, and we're able to buy her. And there's quite a few vulnerable locals that are in the ownership, and there's a big team of owners. And then there's Sammy Jenkins, who's her mother, who passed away, Joy. They bred her, along with Colin Santry from Coolmore. So they're in the ownership as well.
You mentioned the Warrnambool locals. Hindsight's a wonderful thing, but what a gift. $2.30 in a three-horse race at the Bull.
The only slight question mark there was that she'd never raced on a genuine sort of soft track. And but as it worked out, that we followed the leader, and the leader dropped off and she hit the front, and it was, to me, the way she won and then the way she pulled up, more importantly, it was like a barrier trial with no travel. That's why we decided to tackle the Adelaide race only 12 days later, which is typically a bit quicker than I'd sort of run them second up, but taking into consideration all the circumstances, I thought got to make hay while the sun shines.
It's been a few years since you've set up base down at Warrnambool, but I'd imagine this is the best stable and the best depth that you've had. You must be wrapped with how things are going this season.
Really good. It's a, you know, stables, they're a little bit like footy teams, and you've got to constantly work at your horses and the new ones coming through and developing them. And we've added a number now where when we first moved here, we were getting the stables built, which in way it worked out, it took a couple of years, and we're now at a set number of 60 horses. So just having those few extra horses in work sort of keeps you having consistent runners and turnover of horses, and it's working well.
She's the star of the team at the moment. You've got quite a few nommed this week, though. Are you going to run Riverina Power tomorrow from that wide gate at Bendigo?
I think we might. She's sort of about third pick in the market, and she's a horse that can take a little bit to wind up and hit top gear. So it looks to be good enough speed in it that, and she gets back a bit. So I think we probably will run.
You got a few entered in Adelaide again. That's been a happy hunting ground. Are you taking a few back over the border?
We may give that a miss. We'll probably go to Cranbourne on Friday night with Whistlefield. She's a fast mare who ran second at the Warrnambool Carnival, but I think that 1,000 round Cranbourne would suit her.
Okay, so is that the one we focus on for this week?
It probably looks our best chance. Obviously the fields haven't come out yet. She does love a wet track, so I see there's a little bit of rain forecast towards the end of the week around Melbourne. So hopefully, if the rain does come, I would probably double your bet.
Oh, okay. Take note, punters. We'll be watching Jane Bunn's weather reports. Tom, well done on the weekend with Cleo Cat, and fingers crossed for Whistlefield this Friday night.
Thank you. Thanks, Michael.
Tom Dabbing joining us there.